Hey, folks, crime's happening more and more. What if you were attacked in your own garage? You better have a plan.
And scary moments for a woman who was loading things into her car. HPD's robbery division is sharing this video of a masked suspect pointing a gun at her in her garage. This happened in February at the home on Briar Forest in West Houston. Police say the woman's husband came to check on her and was held at gunpoint. The robber then took the keys to their BMW and drove off. Now, if you know anything, you're asked to please call police.
Folks, it doesn't get any scarier than this. Now, I want you to get the whole picture. Middle of the day, you're loading stuff into your car in a nice suburban neighborhood right where it's safe. Oh, but maybe it's not so safe. And so this elderly lady has to go through the horror of having a gun pointed at her, being told she's going to get shot. Her husband hears her scream. He comes out. He's held at gunpoint. And all I've got to say, folks, is this could have been a whole lot worse. So what do we do? Well, let me tell you what we don't do, folks. And I'm hearing this, unfortunately, more than I should. But I'm hearing, oh, it won't happen to me. Or I'm hearing, if it does happen, you just deal with it. Well, let me tell you, folks, being in this situation and hoping it won't happen, well, it did happen. And not having a plan is probably the worst case scenario. And again, I just want you to think for one second, what would have happened if that couple was ordered inside that home? What could have happened from there? Thank God it didn't. But folks, if there's ever a time to have a personal security plan for you, your family, your house, now is the time. And that's what we're all about. We're about helping you think through some of these issues before they happen. So I'm going to ask you to like, share, subscribe, because this channel really isn't about me or even you. It's about helping all of us, because here's the reality, folks. When more people know how to respond to an incident like this, then we're all safer, because you would have prepared a plan, whether you're in your garage or out in the shopping mall, and you're much more likely to respond way better with a plan. So let's get to this. Safety in your own garage. Well, I want to remind you of a few things. You hear me preach a lot. We talked about this in the Secret Service, and it's called concentric circles of protection. In other words, we're not just thinking about defending ourselves if somebody's right up on us. We're thinking about how do we stop it before it ever happens. And I want to go through this video very, very carefully, because I think there's a lot to be learned. And first off, let's watch it again. And I want you to think that this person literally has decided to target and attack this lady, and she has no idea. So he comes running up on her from behind. Let me say that again, from behind. She has no clue that he's there. And folks, we talk a lot about situational awareness. Well, watch. Obviously, she's screaming her lungs out. That's her response. She doesn't know what to do. Quite frankly, I'm thankful she didn't have a heart attack and die right there on the scene. He's got the gun out. He's pointing it. Folks, this is a lose-lose scenario if it gets to this. Okay, Tim, so what do I do? Post guards on my garage? No. How about this? How about we think in advance about where should our security start in our neighborhood and at my house? Well, your security for your house starts at the street. And here's the reality. This guy was likely sitting in a car and watching for a while, because criminals don't just pop out on people. They plan. The question is, do you plan? Well, how do we identify them out on the street, Tim? Well, number one, if you don't have surveillance cameras, especially in a home like that, in this age, you're missing the boat, because surveillance cameras can be monitored on your phone. They can be monitored based on motion. They can be monitored based on a lot of things. But the other thing is that your neighbors are alert and aware with people that are sitting out there, maybe that shouldn't be there, and they're not hesitant to call the police. So we have cameras, as well as our visual observation of what's going out at the street. The other thing is, maybe we have gates, so at least somebody has to jump a fence or gates way out there at the curb, because that may draw attention as well. But even more simply, and I just want to give you a couple pointers for protecting yourself in your garage, because folks, being trapped in a garage is a no-win. We've talked about this before. Being isolated in a locked or confined space with somebody that may be high on drugs, may be armed, may have way darker intentions than to just rob you, that's a lose-lose for you. And so let's talk about the garage itself. How do we stay safe in the garage? Well, obviously, if you're loading material, you turn and back the vehicle in with the door closed. That way you're loading material from your house with nobody able to observe or charge you. The other thing, folks, is when you back into your garage, you leave the option open if somebody tries to come in behind you while you're doing that, putting the car in drive and driving straight forward. And let me tell you, that's not a lot of space in a garage. You could easily turn a wheel one way or the other and trap an assailant between things. When you're in a life or death situation and you're authorized to protect yourself under the law, depending on what your state's laws are, a vehicle can be a weapon as much as a firearm can be a weapon. As a police officer, we learned that early, that if somebody's attacking you and you can't get out of your vehicle, use your vehicle. So it's really important, though, that you've thought through this. You're backing into your garage. You're watching the garage door close so no one can slide in behind you. And that prevents someone from blindly attacking you, because the worst place that you can be attacked from is behind. That's why we did the video on covering your back, watching your six, as pilots say. So we're talking about being alert and aware of what's going on the street, stopping it out there, maybe by calling police, notifying the police about a suspicious person or vehicle. But then also we're going to have a plan in place to where we're going to back in, we're going to load whatever it is, which means, guess what, folks, you may have to move some stuff out of the garage to make space to where you can lift your tailgate up, you can load stuff while you're protected. The other thing is this, folks, don't ever leave your garage door between your garage and your home, the pedestrian door, unlocked, or have a cheap lock where somebody can just kick it and get in. Why do I say that? You may have a situation where you are situationally aware. You pull into a garage quickly, you close the door, and you've got to get in to a safe space. But you do not want to have, as in this case, a scenario where someone makes it in and now they easily order you into the house at gunpoint, or God forbid, the door's open. So you want to make sure that you have locks and that the door and the lock structure, and by the way, this is for your house as a whole, locks are only as good as how they're embedded in the door frame and the length of the bolts and the quality of the lock. I will tell you, I have personally kicked doors in 2 to 3 seconds and the door pops wide open. You need to look at the lock structures of your house as well as your windows. Are they easily broken? Do you have reinforced glass? All those things. But that's for another time. Here's the other thing, folks. When you get to coming in and going out of your garage, you need to do it quickly. In this case, the assailant watched her for a while, likely, coming in, loading stuff into her car, and was able to attack because there was no time urgency. But if it does happen where you're coming in or out, especially ladies at night, get in the garage, back in, watch to where if you see someone running down the driveway in a hood, that's a clue. We want to immediately put that car in drive, dial 911, get out of there. You do not want to be trapped in an isolated and potentially locked space with someone who intends to hurt you. And remember, at that point, you are in a significant fear of your personal safety. Why? Because of the facts, not feelings, but you've got someone charging into your garage area with a mask, has a gun. Those are all legal things that the law allows you to respond reasonably and appropriately to. But it all means nothing, folks, if we don't have a plan. So let me ask you this. Do you have measures to observe the street? Do you have cameras? Do you have motion sensors that can alert you quickly if somebody's running down your driveway? Do you have lighting at night? Lighting's a big issue to deter. And again, that should be motion activated, where if somebody's moving, it's going to notify you so you can respond. And then also, are you backing into your driveway, paying attention cautiously to anything that could be coming towards you? Because the worst scenario would be for you not to be able to respond to a sudden attack like this one. So folks, I hope this is helpful. Again, your home security is a really big issue, and I hope and pray that these tips are helpful for you to feel safer in your home. And that's the goal. We want everybody to not be afraid, but to feel safer. We'll do more on home security and other things in the days ahead. But I hope and pray that these tips are helpful. And I hope at the end of the day that you're staying safe. And may God bless you and your family in this difficult season in our country. We'll see you next time.